back here on the ticket. I just heard back from Will Manso. We might get him on at 7:35, just for 10 minutes. I just want to catch up with Will, see what he's doing.
By the way, every time I hear this song, I think about 8 Mile.
I think about NBA 2K.
I think about Prodigy and Havoc.
Well, that too, but I think about 8 Mile.
Mobb Deep, rest in peace to Prodigy.
Today, Will Manso put out a Instagram of like all the trainers who are doing great work, even though gyms are closed.
Uh-huh.
Didn't include my name.
Mm.
You ain't a great trainer.
Mm.
I beg to differ. I bet you I'd kick Will's ass.
Okay. You're talking about yourself, so of course you're going to think highly of yourself.
Oh, I the full and utmost confidence in myself.
That's good. You should, but...
It's like I kicked Greg Likens' ass in basketball.
Never. Never. You notice how he ducked that? You notice he never played,
I never ducked that.
Yes, you did.
Greg was the one who didn't come play at the company basketball game, so...
Oh, that's going to be canceled too, right? Oh, man.
Is that typically April?
No, that's in May. No, that's in May, June.
It's a little early. A little early. It's usually after the NBA season. So.
Right. There's no NBA season.
That's true. Well, even if the NBA season goes into the summer.
So what, you think they're going to want us and our nastiness to be playing on that court first?
I mean, if they want to give the fans something to watch, it'll be entertaining.
There is no fans there.
Yeah, but again, if they want to give people something to watch, it'll be entertaining.
Listen, I've been fiending for sports that I've been watching, like, highlights of old games.
Look, man, like, in all honesty, if we put, like, a matchup of 790 personnel against WEEI personnel, I'd watch. Make things interesting. Make things relevant. Right? You reveal the starting lineups. Starting at point guard. Former NFL player, Rashad Butler.
I think you would have to play center. No disrespect, Rashad. But
No, listen, I agree.
And they'll be suiting up
Jermaine
Jermaine Wiggins. Had him on the show yesterday.
I'm a 4 or 5.
Okay. Yeah. That's who you'll
more
go.
So,
like,
more
you ain't going to watch that?
More so
watch
4.
That?
I think you're more so 4. You like you
more
got
so
C-Web.
4.
You got C-Web vibes. C-Web.
Yeah, more so 4.
First of all, it would be easier if you had a station from here than a station from Boston.
Wait, say that again?
You said WEI, right?
Yeah.
Why would a station from Boston travel? What are they going to travel down here?
I don't know, man. I'm just having fun, all right? I'm just having fun.
It would be easier if we did it against QAM personnel.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go, Joe Rose, Zach Krantz, Danny Rabinowitz, and Matt Wilson. Let's go.
See how quick you were able to name those people?
Let's
people
go.
The market knows. The audience knows.
Yeah, but you want to get more than one market interested. You want to get multiple.
You see, so wait a minute. You want multiple markets. So what? And then you were just an hour ago just bitching and complaining about a charity game for the
that the NBA players I don't think would want to play,
but we would want to, right?
Yeah, let's go, man.
Look at this guy.
Let's go.
Who did you talk to?
What do you mean? Who did I talk to? About what?
You're pumping this game like yes.
I'm ready to go, dude. I ain't afraid of no coronavirus. I whip Channing's ass in powerlifting too. Remember, we've had this conversation.
Dude, during this quarantine,
have you been
taking some
drugs?
Yeah,
I told Shannon straight up to his face. Said, you haven't touched a weight in 10 years, bro. He ain't deadlifting no 500 pounds.
Yo, what pill did you take?
Listen, I'm not either.
You're living some fantasy, man.
I'm not either, man.
Think about it. You think Channing has been in the gym the last 10 years? With all due respect? Answer is no.
No, I agree.
The answer is no.
Because, listen, I'll say this. I go to the gym regularly, but I'm not trying to break records anymore. So, like, when it comes to powerlifting, I'm good.
Yeah.
I am good.
I didn't say I'll beat him in a 40.
Listen.
Solana.
That's a little bit different. I know my wheelhouse, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I have the utmost confidence in myself. All right? Someone texts in about the basketball game. 1 to 3 might take 4 hours.
Nah, that's not
gonna happen. Man.
That's not gonna happen.
Hey, listen,
I got a little jump shot.
Vlad's got a shot too, man.
I got a little jump shot.
Vlad's
man.
Got a little shot.
You know, I got some post game in there.
Vlad's got a little shot.
I'm more of a face up guy.
You know who is the flopper on the team?
Who?
Solana.
Oh, absolutely.
1000%.
Dude, he delayed.
This is what you didn't hear what happened last year?
Okay, listen.
Did you hear what happened last year?
But hold on. anyone knows if you're playing like intramural basketball, like you can't take charges, like or block, like you can't do that. Like listen, stay from off the court, like from off the ground.
But he didn't take a charge or anything.
Okay, what did he do?
So
we're
winning the game.
Uh-huh.
This is the only game we won last year. And the games are timed.
Okay.
You know, so, like, they're going to, like, 3, 2. Uh-huh. So, it's, like, 30 seconds left, and we had the ball.
And we were, like, up maybe 2.
Yeah. So the other team, they got like really physical. And somebody like hit Solana in the eyebrow.
Okay.
And it caused maybe like a 1 millimeter cut. And he just goes down,
soccer.
Bro.
He went full
down.
He went full European soccer.
Yo, took the ball with him, like, oh, covered his eye. Oh, on the floor. Oh. And you see the other team is like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah, he had the ponytail, so he really looked like a soccer
That's
flopper.
Funny, man.
Yo, man, he sold it. And then game over, baby. He ran out the clock, Solana did. Oh, man.
That's funny.
Oh, he's like James Harden, bro. He's selling it, you know? Mm. He's out there selling it. That was so funny. He had about a 1 millimeter cut. And it wasn't deep or anything. Like, barely drew blood.
And he continued it after the game to make it seem like it was legit. That was the great part.
Yeah. Someone texts in, Vlad, you're the voice of the people. Please keep Zach in check.
That's why I'm here.
In check about what, though?
I don't care. Anything. Yeah. I'm the voice of the people.
Yeah, like, well, you seem like you're confident. Yeah, I'm confident in myself. Mm-hmm. I'll talk a big game about anything. I love trash talking. Trash talking is fun.
It's good if you could back it up.
Yeah, or even if you can't, it's still fun.
Oh, no. If you can't, it's bad news for you, man.
Someone says, actually, you did say you beat Channing in a 40. I listened to that show. Well, if I did, I retract that statement because that's not my forte. My forte is not speed.
Okay.
It never will be. I'm a big dude. Okay?
Yeah, I really can't see you beating Channing in a 40.
I wonder did you see Channing run, jump that the lake?
Everybody talks about that video.
Yeah, I did see
that. He ain't very athletic anymore. Didn't clear the water.
I mean, but again, at one time he did play linebacker at a high level. So I think I think his straight line speed is, I don't think it's still there, but I hate to say this. I think he has enough still to beat you like in a straight line.
I'm not arguing this though.
Yeah.
Like I'm not fighting you guys on this though.
And not only that, he's still an athlete and pride kicks in. And there's no way he wants to hear little Zach Duarte talking trash about beating him in a 40. He can't live that down. That's your claim to fame, Zach.
But you know what? With me, if anybody challenged me to like a 20 or a 40, I'm not doing it right now because you know why? I haven't trained for that in God knows when. And the last thing I want to do is pull both of my hamstrings. That's the worst.
You got to stretch a little bit, you know?
But listen, anytime you're running full throttle like that, if it's 20 yards or 40 yards, if you haven't like really put like a good week or 2 weeks in of like training, stretching, listen, you are liable to rip your hamstrings off the back of your leg.
Oh, how about this tweet from Adam Schefter?
Okay.
When the Rams shopped running back Todd Gurley in recent weeks, the two teams that showed the most interest were the Atlanta Falcons
and
the Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
I wonder if they kind of regret that Jordan Howard signing.
Why? Mm-hmm. Why when you can get him on the cheap?
I mean, how much do you think you can get Todd Gurley for right now?
Todd Gurley, well, the Rams are still going to have to pay a certain amount of money.
Yeah. So Todd Gurley don't need that much.
That's agree.
What I'm saying.
Damn. Interesting. I think I would prefer a slight edge Todd Gurley over Jordan Howard.
Same.
Yeah. All right. You guys can text the show 67974. Let's get you your 7 o'clock headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Your headlines brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. When business owners and HR professionals post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at indeed.com/hire. All right. Headlines. Here we go. NFL news. Los Angeles Rams released Todd Gurley and Clay Matthews.
It's The Purge. You know the music from The Purge?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes,
saddled by salary cap issues and after mega deals, the Rams released two of their prominent players. And hopefully Todd Gurley may end up a Miami Dolphin.
I don't think so, not anymore.
Yeah, same here.
You don't think so
no
more?
Nah, I don't think
Why
so.
Nah.
I don't think so.
No?
I think they got Jordan Howard. Mm-hmm. They're going to get – I think they might even get two running backs in the draft.
Okay,
like
I can see that.
Like a seventh-round guy,
mm-hmm.
You know, or an undrafted guy like they did last year in Laird.
Yeah, I can see that.
So I think that's where they'll go. Maybe they, mm-hmm. maybe they still like Laird on the roster for this year.
I think they do.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
In other NFL news, the Broncos released quarterback Joe Waka Flacco after one season. Damn, Flacco got that money and bounce, man.
Where's he going, man?
Nowhere. He's going to be ending up in like a Baltimore preseason game doing commentating.
Where's Winston going, man?
Ooh.
Washington.
Yes, I have heard that.
Washington.
I have heard those reports out there.
Okay.
Also, the Lions parted ways with cornerback.
Big time Slay.
Big play Slay. Mm-hmm. Darius Slay traded to the Eagles.
Yeah, you gotta like what the Lions are doing, man. Lions have acquired a bunch of draft picks.
Hey, man, Patricia's. Hey, if this is it, if his ass is on fire, you know, his ass is on fire this this season. So if he's gonna go, he's gonna go out.
And
his
if way. They trade back with the Dolphins or the Chargers, they get even more draft picks.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. Detroit will receive a third round pick in this year and a fifth round pick in this year's draft. And yeah. Slay signed a new deal with the Eagles, 3 years, $50 million, and it's a 3 year, $50 million extension with $30 million guaranteed.
And he got like what, 18 per year?
Yes.
The highest cornerback.
And
on the 2 days right after now. Byron Jones.
Yes.
And the first NFL player, executive, official, coach to be diagnosed with the COVID-19. Saints head coach Sean Payton. Tested positive for the coronavirus.
Yeah, it's about, like, at this point, you know, we're clearly seeing this thing's everywhere, bro.
Yeah, I agree.
This thing's everywhere. You've seen, like, I think Adrian Wojnarowski just tweeted that several members of the Philadelphia staff were tested positive. So,
I want to know the Lakers results because they were the last team to play the Brooklyn Nets. So I really want to know the Lakers results.
Yeah, at this point, it's not surprising. Like, it was really surprising when it was Tom Hanks and Rudy Gobert. Now it's just like, well.
Oh, what about Idris, man?
That one hurt.
When Stringer caught the virus, I was like, whoa.
Why Idris Elba?
Why? Stringer?
Why Idris Elba?
Come on, man. Stringer survived a lot of things in the wire, but he couldn't. Come on.
anything else there, Vlad?
And our last NFL news, because pretty much NFL is the only thing that's giving us sports information and any sports news. Tom Brady and the Buccaneers agreed on a doctor to perform his physical in New York on Thursday, but the deal has not been yet signed and executed between the Bucs and the six-time Super Bowl champ Tom Brady. So, still waiting for him to put the John Hancock on those contracts, and that's headlines.
All right. Brady could go somewhere else, maybe. No, just kidding.
What if he does? What if he's like, you know what? I'm done.
Chargers look better. Yeah. LA is more my style right now. I'm going to go hang out with LeBron. No, that ain't happening. By the way, the Lions have four picks inside the top 85 now. Mm-hmm. So
I think it's safe to say that the Lions are probably going to draft Jeff Okuda with that first pick in the first round that they have. Whether if it's going to be number three or they're going to trade back to number five. I think it's safe to say after the trade of Big Play Slay, they are now going to probably aim their sights at on Jeff Okuda.
Could go Okuda. Could go the defensive tackle from Auburn, Brown.
Yeah.
Could go a couple ways with that number three or number five pick.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to lie, dude. I'm worried about the Chargers. What about the Chargers jumping up here?
Oof. They're making moves, man. They've been making moves.
Like, here's the thing. You are not going to sit there and bold-faced lie to me that you're going forward with Tyrod Taylor.
For this season, maybe.
That's a bold-faced lie.
For this season?
For this season,
yes,
again.
Yes, I agree.
But for the future, no.
Yeah.
They're not moving into a new stadium and trying to sell me on Tyrod Taylor.
Exactly. That's why I was telling you. No. That's why I thought Brady was going to the Chargers. That was the first team I thought of because of that new stadium. You're sharing the stadium with the Rams. You have a chance of being the football team, the pro football team.
This is why I think they're going to trade up and try and get Tua.
But listen.
You're going to make a move.
Okay, listen. I do believe that the Chargers are going to draft a quarterback now. I do. But I'm going to say this. I do believe that as of right now for this season, they are all in on Tyrod Taylor. Because, let's be honest.
There's no way.
Okay, but let's be honest. If they draft Tua, I don't think Tua is going to be firmly ready to jump in and play week one.
Sure.
I can't see it.
Sure. No, I
neither will
you.
Herbert.
They could do the same thing with that Baker Mayfield did.
Neither would Herbert.
Start Baker in week eight or whatever it is.
But, guys, don't you feel that the one quarterback that will be starting from that rookie class is Burrow, and that's it?
Yeah.
That's it.
I agree.
So, therefore, I do think they might draft a quarterback with that sixth pick and have him sit out a year, or not sit out a year, but learn a year from Tyrod Taylor.
Jim Nagy. You know who Jim Nagy is?
Mm-hmm.
Director of the Senior Bowl. He just tweeted out this. If I were the Bengals and the Dolphins offer three first-rounders for number one pick, we take that deal. Joe Burrow is a stud, but since he needs multiple first-round impact-type players, Justin Herbert was awesome on and off the field for Bengals staff at Senior Bowl and could get him at number five.
Okay.
So but, if the Bengals like Burrow, why would they – I mean, if they like Herbert, then –
okay, but see, here's my thing. If I'm the – listen, if I'm the Miami Dolphins, I am not trading away my entire first round for Joe Burrow. I'm sorry, I'm not. I'm not. Because, again, we have yet to see Joe Burrow without Joe Brady. Now, again, I like what Joe Burrow has showed us thus far. But, again, I mean, that's too big of a risk for me to trade away my entire first round for one damn player. I just can't do it.
It's a tough decision, man.
It's not. Like, listen. So, okay, so, Zach, you mean to tell me you're willing to trade away number 5, 18, 26
I'm willing to
for
consider,
Joe Burrow?
I'm willing to consider it.
No, man, you can't.
I'm not, sitting,
Joe
here,
Burrow?
I'm not sitting here saying
for Joe
yes.
Burrow?
I'm not sitting here saying yes. I'm sitting here saying I'd consider
no,
it.
No, man. Yeah. For one player?
Yeah.
No. No.
And if he ends up taking you to 3 Super Bowls, you care that you traded 3 first-round picks?
Okay, you're right. You have a point.
Yeah,
but
I get both sides of the coin. I'm not
taking that chance. I can't.
How about this from the NBA? While we're all at home during this difficult time, we wanted to bring you some historic NBA action to lift your spirits. Anyone remember Game 6 of the 2013 NBA Finals between Spurs and Heat?
Absolutely.
Of course, the Ray Allen shot.
We're airing it live here on NBA at 8 p.m. Eastern.
I was in Hyde watching that game.
You see,
and
I was in the control room.
And one of my homeboys, he passed out literally when Ray Allen hit that 3.
Really?
He
passed out like that?
I'm not joking.
Like he caught the ghost?
Yes.
Wow.
No joke. No joke, man.
He passed out?
Listen, he passed out. Yeah.
I was in L.A. It was great. It was like early evening.
Yeah.
Listen, man. Listen. We're hoping that Will Mansell is going to come on the show in 20 minutes. I have no idea what to expect from Will Mansell here. He's been very skittish today. Okay,
right, yeah. Skittish.
Yeah, I want to find out what he's doing in this quarantine time. Like, what shows are you binge watching, Will Mansell? What beach body workouts are you doing?
Hopefully, he's no beach body workouts.
Well, I mean, you know, he didn't tag me on his little post today, so.
So, you know what's funny to me is now when I look around on Instagram, I see everyone doing these home workout videos. First off, listen, I don't know how people can get anything accomplished at home because I am so distracted at home that, like, if I try to do, like, a set of abs, I'm sorry, like, I'm not getting through the entire set because I'm just so distracted at home. Like, listen, there's a reason why I go to the gym. To avoid distractions at home.
Let me tell you another thing I'm sick of. Everybody's not that entertaining, man.
That
get off
is
your
true.
IG live, man.
Yeah.
I don't need to see you on your IG live. You're not that entertaining. So please.
My gym is still open. So.
How many people are there, Zach?
My gym is a hardcore gym, dude.
Well, okay. Well, the funny part about it, Planet Fitness up in Boca where I'm at is still open.
Yeah, because Palm Beach hasn't ordered anything to be closed.
Yeah. Planet Fitness is still open.
Yesterday, Solana's like, you shouldn't be going to the gym, bro. I'm serious, man. I'm serious. I'm like, yo, dude, I gotta make a living because this don't pay the bills. I was like, I expect if anybody around here to know that Solana, it'd be you.
Yeah.
You know.
But you know what though? The last time I was at the gym was I think this past I want to say Friday or Thursday, and one thing I have noticed. A lot more people at the gym are being a lot more careful as far as, listen, I've never seen people spray things down before and after.
Yep.
Like, they work out than I've seen ever before. Like, it is.
And the gym that I work at has a guy at all times going around the gym.
Mm-hmm.
At all times walking around
here.
The gym spraying it down.
Same
like,
here.
That is his job. Do not put this bottle down. You do not put this bottle down. That is your job.
He says that?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm being metaphoric.
Okay.
Here.
Okay.
Being metaphoric.
I missed that one. Sorry.
All right. 679-74. You guys can text in the show there. We'll react to your text messages. We'll be on the air till 8 o'clock tonight. What are we doing? 8 o'clock? Like best?
Oh, we're replaying some type of college game.
This was spurned upon me today at like 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Like here's the revised. Nobody even like said anything to me. They just sent out the schedule.
It just says great games in NCAA tournament history.
Nobody said, hey, Zach, today you're just doing a 2-hour show.
I just want to know what year this game was.
So I had to like text Rashad. I said, Rashad, yo, just letting you, because Rashad drives a long way to be here. So Rashad, I'm just letting you know, like, it's only a 2-hour show and I just found out, man.
Oh.
He's like, no, we good.
We good.
But like, nobody told me that it was a two-hour show.
Today. I didn't know either. Remember, I texted you to find out what kind of guest you need.
I figured at that point, you're like, you must not know.
And then I looked at the email when you said, oh, no, it's a two-hour show. I looked at the email. I was like, oh, yeah, changing the schedule.
Like, thank God I actually checked the schedule, you know? Anyway. 67974, we'll get your text messages. We'll talk to Will Mantle in 20 minutes. We'll be on the air till 8 o'clock. Zach Duarte, Rashad Butler here on 790 The Ticket. Back here on 790 The Ticket. Zach Duarte, Rashad Butler.
Yes, sir.
You guys want to text in the show, feel free to do so. 67974. Someone says, which gyms are open in Palm Beach? I need to lift. Well, according to Rashad,
it is Planet Fitness. But they have adjusted their hours. So I know that because I am a night owl. Yeah. And I usually like to go like around 12 in the morning. But now they close at 10 p.m.
The gym I do a little bit of work at is called Busy Body.
Uh-huh.
It's in Boca Raton.
Okay.
And as far as I know, the gym hours are the same. They have adjusted the class schedule.
Okay.
Gym hours are Monday through Friday, 24 hours a day.
Okay.
Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 8, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So check it out, man. Tell them I sent you. I really do not get anything for that, but no, I literally, like, I'm not technically an employee there, although I do my training.
Your training there.
So, yes. But, yeah. So let them know. And they, by the way, they know I do my training there. So.
Okay.
It's not like a under the table kind of a thing. So. 67974. What do you guys think about the Dolphins trade back and draft Love, sign Cam, or trade a fourth or fifth for him for 1 year? No.
There's a lot going on right there.
I don't want to trade back for Love, and I don't want to trade for Cam Newton.
Same.
Okay.
I agree.
It's $19 million to pay for somebody who you don't know if he's going to even play this year. Can't take a physical right now,
mm-hmm.
And I like what Ryan Fitzpatrick did last year.
And I think with me, I'm at the point where I'm fine with either Tua or Herbert. I know a lot of people may not like Herbert, but again, I think I'm fine with either or.
Well, I said it this way. I said I will not love the drafting of Justin Herbert.
Okay.
I won't hate it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's not going to get me excited.
Okay.
You know, drafting Tua will get me excited. Drafting Herbert, well, you know, doesn't do anything for me.
Well, I think with me, I'm really down the middle because at this point, I really don't know too much about how Tua is going to look after this injury. Now, I know they said that the hip is fine and everything has healed fine, but okay, I mean, I still need to see Tua run around, throw. I need to see Tua look like himself again before I decide to come. Well, before I get excited, plain and simple.
How about this tweet from Shams Sharania?
Okay.
Here you go, Vlad. Two Lakers players have tested positive for coronavirus. The team may test the remaining players who did not take tests Wednesday morning.
It's not surprising, though, man.
I'm not shocked. That's what I said. I'm shocked that none of them have. We want to know if it's one of them LeBron or Anthony.
Did you see LeBron?
With the hair? He's wolfing right now.
He put a video yesterday of, mm-hmm. you know, he had the, what do you call that, like the skull cap on?
Scully.
Scully.
Uh-huh.
And then I don't know who he panned to, if that was Savannah or
yeah, Savannah's cutting her braids.
She was cutting her braids off. Mm. listen, man, we're all doing weird things, maybe sharing a little bit too much information these days, and I don't blame any of you guys. Okay, we're all kind of landlocked. You know, like, not to get too intimate, like, uh-huh. my mom's in the hospital right now.
Uh-huh.
And for no coronavirus reason.
Yeah.
And she's been there for a week, and they're cutting off visitors. No more uh-huh. visitors tomorrow. She's like, oh, you know. I said, Mom, like, you're not missing anything.
Yeah.
Nobody can do anything. Can't go to the beach. Can't go to the park. Can't, like, I know Miami-Dade is, like, shutting down everything.
They have.
You can't go anywhere. So, like, Mom, don't worry about it. You're not missing anything. Like, there's not. I put Netflix on her phone. I was like, mm-hmm. this is what everybody else is doing right now. Pick a show, press play, sit and watch. Like, that's what's going on right now.
You're right.
So.
You're right.
Westworld. What am I going to do? Someone says, what's the point of reducing hours at the gym, Rashad?
I have no idea. I mean, listen, I am a 24-hour type of guy. Like I said, I usually get my workout in early in the morning. When I say early in the morning, I'm a midnight to 1 o'clock in the morning type of guy. So because I don't like being in there when the gym is in rush hour, because I like to be able to have the freedom to use whatever bar, weights, dumbbell, machine that I want to use. So that's why I go in there so late, because it's usually only me and maybe about four or five other people. So, yeah, I mean, I don't really know why they decided to, I guess, cut the hours back to 10 p.m. instead of 24 hours.
Now, confirm or deny this. Someone says, Rashad, Planet Fitness is one of the best places to pick up smoking hot chicks. Best time is at nights, FYI.
I think it depends on your location. The location that I'm at, I've seen some nice honeys come in there, but I haven't seen enough come in frequently to make me say Planet Fitness is the best or one of the best.
Okay. Yeah, I would not assimilate Planet Fitness with being the best. Go to Busy Body.
Okay.
Go to Busy Body. Listen.
Now, okay.
Some
now
talent there.
Now, one thing I've heard is the LA Fitness on the beach, South Beach. Now, I heard that there's some premium talent.
Yeah,
that
but that's South Beach is closed.
Yeah. I know.
Closed.
I know.
I think
closed.
All the LA Fitnesses are closed.
Yeah.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to break. We're going to see if Will Mansell will finally join us here. He's been ducking us the entire day, not responding to my text, praising other trainers on Instagram. So let's find out what the hell Will Mansell is, sports director for WPOG Channel 10. I know he's, like, doing news stories for Channel 10 because there's no sports. So talk to Will Mansell on the other side. We're here on 790 The Ticket. Interesting question Rashad asked before we get on the air, because we're going to get Will Mansell on here in just a second. Interesting question.
Now, so the question I asked Vlad was, who made the most money cash over their career?
Wow.
Ryan Tannehill or Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins, easy.
You think it's easy?
Yeah, because Kirk, listen, Kirk got, was it 84 from
Minnesota? Okay. Well, before that, Kirk got franchise tag 2 years in a row.
And Ryan came in as an eighth overall pick. Cousins came in as a fourth round pick.
Right.
That's true.
And then Ryan signed a $100 million contract with the Dolphins.
Right.
You know what? Still, I think it's Kirk, but I do think it's close, because Kirk got franchise tagged in 2016 and 2017. And then he signed that fully guaranteed $84 million deal. And then he just got 61 fully guaranteed.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Let's reach out here. Let's go out to the 790 guest line. Let's see if Will Mansell knows, sports director for WPLG Channel 10. Will, what's going on, man? You've been ducking me all day.
Well, both made way too much money and more than we'll ever make. That's my answer.
That's facts. It is facts.
It is Kirk Cousins.
It is.
It is.
Okay, that's what
Kirk has made about a little bit over $100 million. Ryan has made about 79.
Okay, cash.
Yes.
Okay.
Total cash. Wow. Total cash.
A lot of money. It's a whole lot of money.
There you go. Wow. Will, what's going on, man? How you been? What's your coronavirus quarantine like?
Well, I mean, it's been reporting news for the last couple of days. You know, we had a Sunday night sports show, and after that we were basically told, hey, you know, Clay and I, the two sports guys at the station, and Dookie Lang, our sports producer, that we are on news duty. So after having Monday and Tuesday off and being with the family at home today, yesterday and today, I've just been out reporting, you know, being very careful, obviously, and not going in crowded places and, you know, not getting close to people, but reporting on everything that's going on with this virus.
I see you giving a lot of love to personal trainers on Instagram, but not me.
Uh-oh.
You know, I said if anybody wanted to add their names, you know, add their names. I did it quickly because, okay, here's the thing. I've been trying to work out every day. And I've been following, you know, people that I followed and posted workouts. I'm like, you know, people need to see this because everybody's going a little stir crazy in the house. So these little home workouts, even for 45 minutes, are nice.
I can't do it, man. I can't. Listen,
you can't.
Listen, I told Zach, see, I'm so distracted at home that if I started a set of anything, like 9 times out of 10, I will not finish that set. There's a reason why I go to the gym, to not be distracted.
Yeah, it's a creature of habit, man. Yeah. You get used to it. Like, I miss the gym. Like, I know it sounds silly in a pandemic, but I miss the gym. But, I mean, it is part of everybody's life, right, and that energy and stuff. Like, my wife, she can't. I've tried to get her to, like, oh, come on, let's work out. She's like, no, I can't. I need a gym. She's like, oh, I like it when someone tells me, you know, what to do. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm going to tell you what to do. She's like, yeah, it's different. It's just you. It's not a trainer.
Well, you can come up to Boca and work out at my gym. We're still open, so.
Are you guys still open?
Oh, yeah.
You know, how are you guys? I'm not going to lie. I'm a little, I don't want to say paranoid, but I am obviously much more aware of everything, you know, where I put my hands, what did I just touch? Like, even when I touched the microphones, like at the station, we're sanitizing things and stuff, but everybody's just so on edge and paranoid about what they're doing. And I get it. We're all the same. It's just hard to kind of function when you're outdoors thinking of everything going on.
Nah, you got to come up to Boca. But I did comment on your Instagram post with a nice middle finger emoji.
Oh, did you? I haven't looked. I haven't looked at my Instagram, so I appreciate that. I look for comments of who to train with, and you give me a middle finger. That's great.
That's right. That's right. Will Manso joining us here. Now, have you been binging any TV shows? I mean, like that. I feel like that's the only thing that you can really do in this is you can binge a TV show or watch movies that you've been neglecting your entire life.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys. I'm not a big TV watcher, and I know from working in TV, I don't watch TV. I really don't watch many shows. Like, there are very few shows that I watch, so I haven't been. Plus, in my house, Elena of Avalon has been on 24/7 because my 4-year-old's been watching it on a loop. So I really haven't watched much TV, but I'll tell you that this is how sick I've gotten with this whole thing. Today, I had about an hour in between my story and my next live hit, and I was in my car, and I was just sitting there actually at the House Hill Beach Police Department, of all things, waiting for my live shot. I had about an hour. And I watched a condensed Giants-Bucks game, Daniel Jones' first start, on NFL Pass, because they're offering NFL Pass. You need to watch game for free.
For free,
so
yeah.
So I signed up, and I watched a 45-minute condensed version of the Bucks and Giants and Daniel Jones' first start, that crazy comeback where he got the touchdown on fourth down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, man. We talked about this, too. I can't do I don't eat leftovers. Like, I don't re-watch games. I'll maybe, like, I think NBA right now at 8 o'clock is going to replay Heat Spurs game 6. Like, that I'll rewatch because that's one of the most epic games of all time.
Like a classic, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not watching Dolphins Redskins. Like, you know,
I'm the same way. I can't do it.
I'm at that point, guys. I'm at that point. I am at that point. And I'm like, I already have it tomorrow. If I get an hour to kill, I'm going to watch one of the better games later this season. I'm just going to go through and watch the 4 giant wins.
Well, why don't you invest in a TV show? Like, I don't understand here. TV, they're an hour. You know, you could throw one in every. You know, explain
honestly,
this.
You know what it is? My schedule, and it's not. I can't commit. Like, there's a couple of shows. Like, was it the Kaminsky Method? It was one with Michael Douglas on Netflix, and I forgot who else was in it. One of the Alan Arkin, I think. It's a very funny show. It's a quick binge. It's 8 shows, 25 minutes. The problem is, I get up at 7 every day, right? Take my kids to school, go to the gym. By the time I get back, 10:30, 11 o'clock. I'm kind of in that mood where I'm looking forward to work already at 2:30, what I'm going to do, so I really don't have much time. And then I work till midnight, and when I get home, I have about an hour to unwind. So I could watch a show or I could get some stuff done and then go to bed. So I just I can't commit to any time in the day where I really watch a show.
Well, I'm going to say this. If you want some laughter, a show that Zach put me on. And again, I don't but listen, I'm going to say this. I don't know if Zach watches it to laugh because a part of me thinks Zach's like a hopeless romantic, but I watch it because it's funny.
So good.
It's Love is Blind.
It's a new reality dating show on Netflix.
It's hilarious. Wait a minute.
Somebody, did you watch Love is Blind?
I watched it. I ate it up in like 3 days.
My wife said she started watching it, but she kind of was like, it was too much.
No, you got to get through it. It's so
she said,
good.
Too cheesy. Her point. Look, a woman's view, too cheesy. That's what she said. That was her quote.
Too cheesy? Like the people get engaged without ever having seen each other.
Listen, listen again. I watch it because it's hilarious because I laugh at hopeless romantics. So, I mean, I don't really take that show that serious. But I watch it just because I want to get a kick out of just watching people just get so involved in each other after only knowing that person for like what 2 or 3 weeks, which is crazy to me.
That's pretty funny. You know, sometimes our station, like ABC, has The Bachelor.
Uh-huh.
So it'll sometimes be on, and I know that show's been on forever, but I'll sit there and I'll watch like 5 minutes. And I'm like, what in the hell is this? This girl just made out with 6 guys in one episode. Like, what's going on here? Like, I can't follow. But look, for TV entertainment, for fun, we all need some kind of escape right now because we're all stuck in our houses, or you know, and it's hard. So maybe I'll try that. Love is Blind. I will put it on the list.
Dude, do it. I was supposed to have Dono in studio yesterday before we announced that we're doing the Heat replay tomorrow. Dono pledged to watch 2 episodes by tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm still going to follow up with him, but again,
it's funny. It's funny.
Give it a couple episodes. Give it a couple episodes. We're talking to Will Manso here just for a few minutes, catching up with Will, seeing what he's up to. The only sports news we can really talk about is the NFL. Dolphins have signed, I believe, 10 players in free agency, Will. How have you felt about the deals? Anything you've liked or disliked about who the Dolphins have signed or how much they've signed them for?
You know, I'll be honest with you guys. You know, we've been through this before as far as the Dolphins winning the offseason and free agency and spending money. But I haven't had an issue with this one as much as others, you know, where maybe people are like, oh, it's too much money for this guy or that, for two reasons. Number one is they got rid of all this money and shedded all these veterans for a reason, to have the flexibility to fill spots with that money. And then also, obviously, all the draft picks they have to be able to acquire young players. Number two is the big money signing that they made, I thought, was to the position these days in the NFL where you have to spend big money, and that's a corner. Like, to me, a guy like Byron Jones, like, you guys know I'm a Giants fan, he's a guy that I really wanted the Giants to get. They ended up getting James Bradbury, who's a nice corner too. But, I mean, to me, if you're going to spend that kind of money, get a position that matters. And I don't know if there's a position right now in the NFL that matters as much as corner with the way the league is, a passing league, right, where guys are just – if you could shut down sides of the field and portions of the field with that kind of corner – you pay that money. And being a Giants fan, I did see Jones a couple of times a year. He's a phenomenal athlete. He's turned into a really good corner. He's a guy that I know people, oh, he didn't have many picks, this and that. He didn't have many picks because you don't mess with him. I mean, and that's what you want out of a corner. So, and then the other picks, I thought that they, you know, they filled some spots. Are they going to be hits? Maybe not. But I think they filled spots that I think were important, and they used their money wisely. So I don't have a problem with the money they've spent and what they've done.
Now, do you like the two moves from the veteran quarterbacks in both Phillip Rivers and Tom Brady, as far as Phillip going to Indianapolis and Brady going to Tampa?
Well, let's start with Rivers because that one's quick. I do. And I do because he's more of a case of he's just trying to hang on, man. He's just trying to keep going and find a spot where he could still start. And I don't know how much he's got left, but I think he landed in a good spot. It's been a good organization for a few years. They have some talent. I mean, I think it's not a bad spot for him to land. Again, he's a future Hall of Famer, but he's never won. So I think it's just more, hey, prolong the career, keep going. Tom Brady's different. Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. I mean, he's got 6 Super Bowl championships. He is the New England Patriots, as we know it, the last 20 years with Bill Belichick. For him to leave is shocking enough. For him to go to Tampa, and, you know, I said that the other day, and people were like, oh, what's wrong with the Bucs? They have Mike Evans, and they have some nice weapons. I'm like, I get it, but it's Tampa. Like, for me to see Tom Brady in that Bucs uniform just seems so wrong. And I don't know and I get it, $30 million, okay, great. But I don't know how that could be the deciding factor and why he wouldn't, if he's going to go somewhere, maybe in L.A. or something like that. Even in Miami, if the Dolphins really had interest. So I was surprised. It's going to be weird, regardless where Brady would be, not seeing him in a pass uniform. But to me, guys, it's even a little bit tougher to think he's going to be in a Bucs uniform next year.
Will, do you prefer doing news stories or hurricane stories? Like actual hurricane story, not the Miami.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I mean, hurricanes are tough in the sense that because of the threat, you know, you're worried, the uncertainty. This is much more stressful, though. Like, this isn't even classified as news because this is like such a paranoid feeling. And every 10 minutes there's a news conference and new information. So I prefer neither. Like, I don't want to do either of them. But I will say, at least hurricanes, you know, you cover it. You hopefully can dodge it. And in 2 or 3 days, things are back to normal. This, you know, I mean, who knows how long this is going to last. So that's the uncertainty of it is much harder to cover for everybody.
Will, we'll get you on next week to get your Love is Blind review, okay?
Watch it. It's funny. Trust me. It's funny.
First new episode review is coming up. We'll have it next week.
You gotta post it on Twitter and tag me on that, all right?
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, I'll just tag you. Don't worry.
You can follow him on Twitter at Will Manso. Will, appreciate the time. Thank you very much, my friend.
Anytime, guys. Be safe.
All right. That's the great Will Manso. I just wanted to catch up with him, see what he's up to in life. And, you know, I feel like that's what we're going to be doing these next few weeks, the quarantine days here.
Rashard is right, though.
With what?
I think you are a hopeless romantic. That's why you like that show.
Oh, I like watching car crashes. That's why I watch that show.
Okay. I think you like watching.
I mean, I was like rooting for everybody on the show.
You have dreams. You know? You're hoping, oh, maybe that could be me one day.
I can see that. Because, listen, me, I watch it just for the comedy, man. Like,
absolutely.
Listen, I watch it to just laugh at people become
I watch it for the dramedy, baby.
Okay, that makes sense.
Give me the dramedy.
But to me, I just find it so funny and so hard to believe that these people become so emotionally attached to one another.
Did you finish the show yet?
No.
How much have you gotten through?
I think I want to say about 4 couples so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
you haven't even got to the good part when they leave the house.
Yeah. See, no, I haven't seen that. No.
See,
no,
they go on like an exclusive resort in Mexico, and then they, because they're engaged to each other, like integrate themselves back into the real world together, like meet each other's parents, blah, 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 blah. And then, of course, the show ends with them walking down the aisle and saying yes or no.
All right. What's more sad then? This show, Love is Blind? Or this ESPN, who's the greatest college basketball player?
Oh, this ESPN.
ESPN.
And if, I'm sorry, if it sounds sexist.
Tamika Catchings, like, what guy had to, or what, I mean, guy, what person had to go through the archives to find Tamika, whatever the hell her name is,
Catchings.
She was a great.
Yeah, she was.
Okay, but like, still, like,
she was a baller.
You think they had Tamika Catchings highlights, like, just ready to go?
No.
That thing's archived, man.
Of course it's archived. So is Chris Mullin highlights. So is Magic and Larry Bird.
Yeah,
but those are at least like, hey, let's keep these on the front just in case. Like, you know, just in case Magic Johnson goes to the hospital, whatever, something like that. You know, Tamika Catchings goes to the hospital. It's like, it's in the bottom line of ESPN.
Magic catches the corona. All right, you know what? Forget it.
listen. I know where you were going with that one. That's a good one, man. That's cold-blooded, though, man.
We have a new NBA player who confirmed tested positive.
Is it Laker?
It is not a Laker.
Who cares nowadays, man? Seriously.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, yeah, listen. Okay, first off, I hate to be that insensitive, but, I mean, listen, there's so many people out there that we still don't know.
Don't you at least want to know who it is?
Like that has it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Just by the sheer number of athletes that are getting it.
Yeah.
Do you want to know who it was?
What team?
Celtics.
Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart.
Okay.
You know why I took a guess?
Why?
Because he's the one that he's probably the most likely guy to catch it.
It's probably when he was spitting in those referees' face.
He's always in somebody's mug.
Yeah, he just tweeted, I was tested 5 days ago, and the results came back tonight, which were positive. I've been self-quarantined since the test, thank goodness. COVID-19 must be taken with the highest of seriousness. I know it's a number one priority for our nation's health experts, and we must get more testing ASAP. So there you go. Marcus Smart testing positive for COVID-19. Yeah, at this point now it's just like, oh, another ad. But when it was Rudy Gobert, it was big.
Yeah, no, I
because
agree.
Because that shut down sports as we know it.
Yeah, that was
no,
it.
I agree.
Yeah, it shut down sports as we know it. It's like, but that's an athlete, forget it.
But again, like I said, I would not be surprised if there are a lot more people that have it that don't even know they have it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not a surprise.
Drake got checked out. He was hanging out with Kevin Durant. You know it's Drake. He's Drizzy. So I bet you he's self-quarantined right now.
I'm sure he is. In that nice big condo of his in Toronto.
Oh, it seems like a real issue. That private jet of his.
Yeah.
Seems like a real big issue that Drake is quarantined. God forbid. God forbid Drake be quarantined.
Hey, man. He's got to take care.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, guys. That's going to do it for us. We got a couple minutes left here before we sign. What are we playing tonight?
Great NCAA tournament games.
Okay, like, what game are we playing?
I
have
no clue.
That's the thing. Like, nobody's told me anything.
It could be, you know what? It could be a women's college basketball game.
Are you playing it? Like, what's going on here?
Yes, I'm still stuck here for the next three. Well,
are we just simulcasting ESPN? Like, what?
No.
Sorry about that one, Vlad.
I know, man. I would have loved to have another
2 hours. So you have no idea what's going to be on the air at 8 o'clock.
Bro, I have this.
You know the subject matter.
I just know the subject matter. I know how to play. The commercials I need to play.
Listen,
the format. I just don't know who's playing.
You know one game they should play is
what, that Villanova North Carolina game?
No. Listen, this is college football.
Butler and Duke.
No, two games. Oh, this two is games. Football. Two games. They should play Miami and Florida State from 2002, and then they should play USC and Texas from 2006.
Well, maybe we should play that Miami Florida State.
Maybe we should.
I think one of the Miami Hurricanes games we'll be replaying is Miami Notre Dame.
Which one?
From a few years ago.
2017?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Solid.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it is. Nah, it is. Man. I can't hate.
I'm sorry.
Now, see, like, if that game was being broadcast on TV, I'd watch it because I was at the game.
Same here.
I didn't get to see the television broadcast.
Yeah, same here.
It was nutty at that
same
game.
Or,
here.
You know what? What about UM Florida?
From what?
The
03?
Yeah, the OB game. The comeback.
The Brock Berlin game.
The Brock Berlin game.
Devin Hester kickoff to the house. Yeah.
All right, boys, that's going to do it for us. I'm going to go and try and finish a little bit of Westworld tonight, see if we can get that done. I got a couple more episodes. We'll be on tomorrow. We're doing the Heat game replay broadcast. I believe it's Heat Bucks. I'm not 100% certain. Rashad, you'll probably be on the weekend. Correct?
Saturday and Sunday. Saturday with Dono and Monroe from 12 to 4. And then Sunday again, just me and Monroe, 11 to 3.
Vlad, good job by you. NCAA basketball replay coming up next here on 790 The Ticket.